Thanks for listening. It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. A lot of people, and some news organizations, were fooled by internet hoaxes this year. From that twerking girl who caught on fire, to the TV producer going to war with the rude lady in seat 7A, to the not very poor blogger who so eloquently wrote about living in poverty. So many of these stories have taken hold. 2013 has been called the year of the internet hoax. If you've been taken in, take heart. Grantland writer Tess Lynch says you are not alone.
Well, I think what it says is that we still haven't figured out how to navigate consuming news online, because everyone really contributes to the stream of news online. It's not just reporters and bloggers.
Right.
So I think what it says is that everyone is really susceptible to this, and sometimes it's harmless and fun. But then other times, especially when, you know, crowdfunding comes into play, it gets a little icky.
Well, and that was one of the icky ones, particularly. That was I'm thinking of the waitress who posted a picture of a receipt in which she'd been basically stiffed on a tip.
Mm. Yes, I think when she got the receipt, I don't exactly recall what was in the margins, but they did explicitly write that they disagreed with her lifestyle, and because of that, they refused to tip her.
Mm.
And when she posted this on the Have a Gay Day Facebook page, people were outraged and ended up donating thousands of dollars to her. But when the couple came forward, they had their own copy, the customer copy of the receipt, and that indicated a 20% tip and no mean note.
This feels like there's kind of an interesting new adjustment happening here, where when the internet first was becoming an important source of news maybe 15-odd years ago, I remember when the Drudge Report was hitting the scene, and a lot of people in the news business were wondering, well, how do we report on stuff that's coming up on Drudge? And
mm-hmm.
over time, news organizations have kind of figured it out, but it feels like all of a sudden it's fresh again. People are getting taken in all over again.
Yes. Well, I think there is an adrenaline rush
mm-hmm.
from that. I'm thinking now of the one that kind of drew me in the most was a man named Ilan Gale, who's a producer for The Bachelor.
Right.
Yes. This one was the one that totally got me. It kind of got to the point where everyone was watching it like a reality show, which obviously Gale knows very well. And it seemed so intricate that it really didn't occur to many people that he could just be making it up. And why would he? And I think it was maybe Monday morning. This happened over Thanksgiving. He revealed it to be a hoax. And there was this strange feeling of emptiness.
Right. And you know, what's funny is that I myself have experienced a kind of overcorrection in my responses to these things. So that when, remember Bat Kid? When that was happening, and, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation let this boy with an illness become Bat Kid for a day. And I assumed that was a hoax. I assumed we were going to find out that, no, it was like some awful, you know, story. But no, it was actually a nice, lovely story about Bat Kid.
I mean, all of the you know, meme kind of cats, the Grumpy Cat and Little Bub, all of those cats and how strange looking they are became this sort of thing of like, look at the funny animals. And then this year there was a cat walking on its two hind legs.
Right.
It was called the Half Cat.
The Half Cat.
Yes.
Right.
And it seemed obvious to me that was fake. But at the same time, there are so many strange-looking cats.
And then somebody put up a video of an actual real half cat. I mean,
mm-hmm.
not quite as strange as that, but it was a cat that just had two front legs, and it was real.
A subpar half cat,
yeah,
but
a
half cat,
yeah.
Technically. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and do you think, though, with the proliferation of these things, that it's just going to turn everyone into cynics, that we'll all get desensitized?
I don't think so. I think what it's really about is tempering that emotional response and adding a little bit of the rational response that we kind of have in our normal lives, where you take a person and you consider that person's motivations as being very layered.
Tess Lynch is a writer for Grantland, where she writes about the internet. Tess, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.